Today, we'd like to study the title of a faithful and wise steward in Luke chapter 12, verses 22 up to 59. To honor wise people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 22, then Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, nor about the body, what you will put on." What is the resolution not to worry? Question two, in verse 51, "Do you suppose that I came to give peace on earth? I tell you, not at all, but rather division. Why does it so?" Question three, in verse 56, "Hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it you do not discern this time? Why does the multitudes so?" Luke chapter 12, verse 15, "And Jesus said to them, 'Take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses.'" Jesus spoke the parables of a rich man's foolishness in order to explain the life is not the abundance of the things or possession, rather than Luke chapter 12, verse 21, "So he, the rich man, the poor, who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." So here Jesus teaches us in the last time, the life not consist in the abundance of possession, rather than possession over the things of God. Then verse 22, "Then Jesus said to his disciples, 'Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about.'" So question one, what is the resolution not to worry? So about your life, what you will eat, nor about the body, what you will put on. So basically, don't worry about food or clothes. Because verse 23, life is more than food, or life is more important than food. Life is essence. Food is a supplement for life, or the food is a necessity to sustain life. The body is more than clothing. The body is more important than clothing. Consider the reverence. Jesus gave example, reverence. So kind of birds. "Reverence, for they neither sow nor reap, which have neither storehouse nor barn, and God feeds them." So because God feeds them, so reverence, do not worry about what to eat. "Over how much more value are you than the birds?" You are the children of God, so you are more valuable than the birds. "And which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit?" One cubit, 18 inches, or 50 centimeters, to his stature. So you cannot add your height. "If you then are not able to do the least, like even 1 inch, you cannot add it, why are you anxious for the rest?" So why do you worry about the rest of them? "Consider the lilies." Jesus gave another example, lilies of flowers. Lilies of flowers in spring season in the land of Israel, they were blossoming, so beautiful. "How they grow, they neither toil nor spin, like wild flowers. And yet I say to you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these." So which meaning? So the lily flower blossoming is much beautiful, more beautiful than Solomon's clothes. But verse 28, "If then God so clothes the grass, which today is in fields, but tomorrow is thrown into the oven. In Israel, dry land, so flower and the stem dried out. They used them as lightning for burning in oven. So into the oven, how much more will he, God, clothe you, all you of a little faith? So Jesus here, the resolution not to worry is first, faith. What kind of faith? Faith is that God takes care of us. God takes care of us as the children of God more than creatures such as birds or grasses. Verse 29, and do not seek what you should eat, therefore, or what you should drink, nor have an anxious mind. Anxious mind, eager mind, for all these things the nations of the world, or the nations of unbelievers, not believers, seek after. And your Father knows that you need these things, this necessity thing, to maintain your life. That's why you don't worry about it. Keep faith in which God takes care of us. Verse 31, but also seek the kingdom of God. Here, the put priority, the kingdom of God. Kingdom of God, which means godly things or spiritual things, whatever God wants. We can know the things from the Bible. Also, cross-reference Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, God's righteousness, and all these things, all these necessities, food or clothes or sleeping place to maintain your physical life shall be added unto you. Verse 32, do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom, to give you the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is God rules the kingdom. God domains the kingdom, unlike the kingdom of the world. The world ultimately is the Satan, you know, domaining, ruling. Sell what you have and give alms. Alms is a charity. Provide yourself money bags which do not grow old. So what kind of money bag? This is a symbol for the heavenly thing, a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches nor moth destroys. So if you, example, give a charity in the name of Jesus Christ to the people, that is an example you put your treasure in heaven. That's like the money bag which do not grow old, always new, also no thief there, nor moth there. So that kind of example. Verse 34, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. If you put your money to buy a food, your heart is on the food. That's why you buy that food with your treasure, because you want to eat it. If you put your money as an offering to Buddha, idol, your heart on it, on the idol. Obviously to God, your heart on God. Verse 35, let your waist or your loins be girded. That means be ready. And your lamp is burning. So your lamp is burning. Lamp obviously should have oil. Without oil, the lamp is not, would not be burning. That kind of example is... which meaning your lamp is burning, that means have a ready heart, have a ready heart. not be distracted with anything else. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 14. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth. So girded your waist, which meaning your waist would not be pulled down. So girded, be ready with truth. Truth is which is the word of God. Having put on the breastplate of righteousness. Also, your lamp is a burning situation. Jesus gave an example, the kingdom of God, like 10 virgins, you know, 5 virgins ready for oil to welcome their bridegroom, but the other 5 virgins are not have no oil, so not ready to welcome bridegroom. Then Matthew chapter 25, verse 1 to 4, then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. Oil is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. So we should be fullest of the Holy Spirit. Then we can be salt and light of the world, also witness to Christ Jesus, also overflowing the agape love, faithfulness, and joy to others. Then, and you yourselves be like a man who waked for their master. So Jesus' plan, your waist be girded, your lamp is burning. Why? Wait for their master, who is Jesus, when he will return from the wedding, that when he comes and knocks, they may open to him, to the master, immediately. Immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the master, when he comes, will find watching. Assuredly, I say to you that he will gird himself and have them sit down to it and will come and serve them. Here is the master himself, gird himself. Then the master have a steward sit down to it and will come and serve them. So master, server, stewards, that is like the Last Supper. So John chapter 13, verse 5. After that, after the Last Supper, Jesus poured the water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. So Jesus is showing servant leader, not in ruling leaders. So that you know, kind of Jesus shows an example. So serve them, and if he should come in the second watch Hebrew, the watch, that is 9 o'clock in the morning, the third watch, 10 o'clock in the morning, and find them, so blessed are those servants. Because who are ready to meet the master immediately. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. So today is most likely close to Jesus' coming. Because of Matthew chapter 24, verse 7, Jesus said, for nation will rise against nation, like today. Saudi Arabia against Iran, you know, South Sudan against North Sudan, kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, you know, hunger. So many people today are hungers. About 4 billion people, 5 billion people. pestilences like Zika virus and kind of thing, and earthquakes, the loss of Taiwan in various places. That is likely is Jesus is coming very close to this time. So therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. But we don't know exact time, because at an hour you do not expect. Jesus can come again at any time. Be always ready to meet Jesus. Today is like the last day when Jesus will come again. Verse 41, then Peter said to him, Lord, do you speak this parable only to us? Only to us, meaning only to disciples, or to all people, all multitude? And the Lord said, who then is that faithful and wise steward? Jesus wants a faithful and wise steward whom his master will make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of food in due season. So faithful wise steward should receive the Lord's household as ruler. Also, the steward give the people their portion of food in due season. So that kind of thing, you know, disciple Peter describe in his letter, the First Peter, chapter 5, verse 2 to 4, what is the faithful and wise steward inspired by the Holy Spirit? Shepherd the flock of God. So the flock is not is a steward's flock, no, actually the Lord's flock, the flock of God, which is among you. Serving as overseers, serving, not ruling, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, not by force, not by duress, under duress, but willingly, not for dishonest gain. So not, you know, to monetary dishonest gain, but eagerly, no as being lords, or rulers, lords of those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd, who is Jesus Christ, appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. So in that way, basically servant leader, so you should be example before the Lord's flock. So as a steward, blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes again. Verse 44, truly I say to you that he will make him ruler over all that he has. So the Lord allows a ruler to take as a servant ruler he has. But if, by contrast, verse 45, that servant says in his heart, my master is delaying his coming, and begins to beat the male and female servants, abuses male and female servants who are the flock of God, and to eat and drink and be drink, to enrich himself. The master of that servant will come on a day when he's not looking for him, or when he does not expect the day, and at an hour when he's not aware, and will cut him in two and appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. So wake up and be ready to meet the Lord Jesus Christ anytime. Verse 47, and that servant who knew his master's will and did not prepare himself or do according to his will. Because knowledge requires responsibility. But he who did not know yet committed thing of deserving of stripes shall be beaten with few. So if your knowledge has more responsibility required, but if you have no knowledge, but a little, you know, beaten, punished. Few knowledge is followed by few responsibility. Much is given, much will be required. Much knowledge is followed by much responsibility. For everyone to whom much is given, from him much will be required. And to whom much has been committed over him, they will ask the more. Verse 49, I came to send the fire. Fire meaning fire judgment. So already water, universal flood judgment was gone due to Noah age. But now coming fire judgment in the Great Tribulation, at the end of the Great Tribulation, Millennial Kingdom, they're coming out in fire judgment. And how I wish it were already kindled close there too, already kindled. But I have a baptism to be baptized with. That indicated the crucifixion, Jesus' death. How can I know? Can we know? Matthew chapter 20, verse 22. John and James asked Jesus, Lord, if you establish your kingdom, can you put me, your right highest position, but the other one, the left side highest position, like that? Then Jesus answered, said, you do not know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink? That meaning Jesus' crucifixion. And be baptized with the baptism. That's Jesus' death. Baptized with the baptism. Baptism is a much complete death that I am baptized with. They said, John and James, his disciples said to Jesus, we are able. So then James was martyred, the first one of 12 disciples. So already kindled, I have a baptism to be baptized with. Also, I have being crucified on the cross, and how distressed I am till it is accomplished. Crucifixion is accomplished. So Jesus said, I distressed I am. Do you suppose that I came to give peace on earth? I tell you, not at all. The question to why? Where the division? For from now on, five in one household, five family members will be divided. Three family members against two family members, two family members against three. Father will divide against son, and son against father, father, son. Mother against daughter, daughter against mother. Mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Why? Gospel is there, but some family member accept the gospel, becoming Christians, but the other family members do not accept the gospel for salvation, still non-Christian. That's why division between Christians and non-Christians. Christians' life goal is totally different. Only the Lord Jesus Christ, above any family members. So that's why it's a division. Then verse 54, then Jesus also said to the multitudes, wherever you see a cloud rising out of the west, there is a Mediterranean Sea left beside Israel. So they see the west. Immediately you say a shower is coming or a rain is coming. And so it is. And when you see the south wind blow from the tropical area in Mediterranean Sea, then you say there will be hot weather. And there is. Hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky and of the earth. But now is it you do not discern this time. This time when Jesus as the Messiah prophesied it in the Old Testament time is coming. They did not believe Jesus as the Messiah or Christ. That's why because they do not discern this time, Jesus is coming as the Messiah. Yes, and why, even on yourselves, do you not judge what is right? When you go with your adversary to the magistrate like a judge, local judge, make every effort along the way to settle with him. Lest he drag you to the judge deliver you to the office or sheriff, and the office throw you into prison. So Jesus encouraged them to make a settlement, you know, with the adversary. How about, you know, for believers? You know, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 3. Do you not know that we shall judge angels, how much more things that pertain to this life? But brothers go to law against brother. So Bible clear, if you dispute among Christians, then matters will be resolved among Christians. And if necessary, law. That's called Christian arbitration or mediation. So that before unbeliever, God doesn't want so. Because we will be judged, even angels, in millennium kingdom. Now, therefore, it is already an utter failure for you, then you go to law against one another. So if you bring a Christian to secular court, you already violated the God's word. Why do you not rather accept the wrong? Why do you not rather let yourselves be cheated? So simply meaning bear your suffering, your loss. That's better than bringing Christians to a secular court. Otherwise, you should settle that matters among Christians. So Christian mediation and arbitration. But mediation arbitration require the mutual agreement. So in the basically make a settlement over arguments. So, and the verse 59, I tell you, you shall not depart from there until you have paid the very last mite or last penny. So don't become a debtor. Don't become a debtor. Romans chapter 13, verse 8, owe no one anything except to love one another, for he who loves another has fulfilled the law. So Romans chapter 13, 8, simply do not become a debtor, only debt of love. How about credit? Credit, if you have ability to pay back, you may use credit. But if you're not able to pay back, you shouldn't use credit card because debt become debtor. Other than agape love. So that's against God's word. Let's see each question in verse 22. Then Jesus said to his disciples, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, nor about the body, what you will put on. What is the resolution not to worry? Verse 28, so you should have a face in which God take care of your food, your clothes, your necessity. And seek first the kingdom of God. What is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God, godly thing, spiritual thing, whatever God wants, out of the Bible. Question two, in verse 51, do you suppose that I came to give peace on earth? I tell you, not at all, but rather division. Why does it so? So salvation gospel is delivered into the certain family members. So some family members accept salvation gospel, becoming Christian, but the non-accepting people are still non-Christian. So Christians and non-Christian members, there are division there. Because life goal is totally different. The other ones, life Christian, life goal, no matter what, to please God, to think over God's matter. But the non-Christian, so own, you know, selfish matter. Question 3, in verse 56, hypocrite, you can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it you do not discern this time when Jesus as the Messiah is coming? Why does the multitude so? Because they do not believe in Jesus as the Messiah. That's the reason. Let's sing song all together on bulletin, the last song.